It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
That low rate of unemployment in the nation, as it's reported today, continues to draw discussion and debate among analysts and economists. But it gives Republicans something to extol. Going into the midterm elections, our nation hasn't had a jobless rate this low in 18 years. From This Week in Agribusiness, the wheat market has been showing volatility as it has been unclear whether Ukraine is shutting off its wheat exports. Now, in case you wonder why Ukraine would affect the global wheat price, you need to know that that nation is the fifth largest wheat exporter in the world, behind Russia, the U.S., the European Union, and Canada. Actually, Ukraine's exports this year aren't all that far behind the United States, only about 7 million metric tons less. A radio reporter in Detroit and a TV news team out on the street were not hurt when a man approached them with a bat yesterday morning. The guy hit the vehicle of a WWJ radio newsman. He was on the air at that time. Then the guy went on and had words with a TV reporter and photographer for WXYZ-TV. The man was arrested. At Ohio State University, a six-member panel was appointed last night for the trustees to look into the allegations against football coach Urban Meyer. Though it has been alleged that Meyer knew about the allegations of spouse abuse about one of his assistants and did nothing about it, many, many fans have stepped up on the social media, on Facebook and Twitter, to defend their coach as he has been placed on administrative leave. For some of you, it's the weekend to buy school supplies. Starting today, 10 states will hold back-to-school sales tax holidays. In that list put out by USA Today, you see Iowa, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin among the states. Have you noticed how early the school supplies are being featured in the stores now? At our local drugstore, I think they've been out about a month. And here's something sobering, though it isn't news to you if you teach or have a teacher in your family. As the state funding has been cut back, teachers have been having to buy more and more supplies for their students. CBS reported a couple of years ago that most teachers spend more than $500 a year out of their own pockets, mind you, on school supplies for their students. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.